You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The following program is produced in a timeshare agreement with Civic Media. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Civic Media. Enjoy.
The Champions of Business event, we were honored to MC last Thursday at the Jefferson Street Inn. It was a who's who of Wausau's business.
Right.
And a marriage made in heaven. We were thrilled to do it.
Yeah, a couple of Yahoos MCing. It was a lot of fun.
Katie Wanzerski-Lee gave a great talk about Sundays. You had Mary Jo Johnson there from E.O. Johnson Business Technologies. Really great. And then all the awards and everything else to everybody. But those were kind of the standouts always. And Matt Rowe does a nice job. Jennifer Garnt from the Samuels Group, obviously. Everybody did a great job.
And we had a little surprise retirement for one of their employees, which was cool at the end.
Yeah. And we filed a report. Here, let's listen.
The Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
Let's get down. Let's get down to business. Let's get down. Let's get down to business.
Wandering Wausau to get the beat on the street.
Here we are. We're right before it's the main event here. Champions of Business. Marla Zabel, Marla Kolbeck.
Yeah, Marla Kolbeck.
She's here. Marla in person. Here it is. Champions of Business. We're about ready to MC.
We're ready to kick this off and have a good time and honor our Hall of Famers from Wausau, Wisconsin.
Any advice for two
I'm a little nervous.
Rookie MCs?
Just don't say anything silly and dumb.
Uh-oh, that's going to be a problem.
We have ties on. Oh, there's Katie Wanzerski-Lee in the flesh.
Oh, yeah.
Standing at the next filing to Matt Ashbrenner.
Yeah, Dr. Ashbrenner.
Looking handsome as usual.
The big Wausau reunion.
Yeah, who is kind of the creme de la creme, would you say, of the audience?
This is the Wausau Business Show.
We're live on the air.
Good. I listen to the podcast every single week.
Oh, thank you
for listening.
So now that I'm driving.
Wausau thanks you.
Yeah, no, I drive back and forth, so you guys are my interrupt between Abbotsford and basically Chippewa Falls.
Oh, we'll get you there.
That nice hour podcast. It's always good to listen to you guys. So,
who's your favorite guest?
So far, because I know him personally, and I also had an opportunity to work with him, is Tom Wyckoff.
Coach.
I appreciated him. So,
By the way, you're who he was talking about.
Everything he said is a lie.
Okay.
And the running joke is that we had a retirement party for Tom when he got out of coaching with all the officials. Tom was not invited.
A celebration
of life.
Tom retiring. We don't have to deal with this coach anymore. That's great. Right. So we were just talking. Who is the most legend of the Champions of Business, would you say, in the room here tonight?
Oh, it's a big group.
Marla, Leaf.
There's so many.
In the room.
I think it's too unfair to say, but Leaf, you go ahead and you.
There's so many great leaders in the community, but for me personally, because I have a connection to it, is E.O. Johnson. Not only because I got to know E.O. Johnson through my career, I got to know Mary Jo, and also got to work part of that company.
Yeah.
So I got to see it, live it, and breathe it at the same time.
Great culture over there.
Yes.
Yeah, and Mary Jo is going to, and there's the guy that runs Rooter Wear now. Yeah. That's Matt Rowe. He looks a little nervous coming up.
But he's still approaching.
I say, Matt. There's Matt Rowe. He's responsible for Rooter Wear. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Ryan.
Any advice?
I don't have any advice.
Okay.
Right. I don't have any advice.
Okay.
Keep your head down.
Keep your nose clean.
There you go.
Break a leg. All right, here we go. Let's do this.
Keep doing what you're doing, guys.
All right. Thank you. All right, let's begin.
Let's do it. Let's go.
What's the first thing we're supposed to say?
Everyone settle down, apparently.
There's a script. They wrote the script for us.
Yeah,
okay.
Good to go.
They're giving us the green light. Here we go. Okay, Lisa, go.
Yeah, go.
Okay, here we go.
Lisa says go.
There's people here wearing kilts.
There's Kelly from downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
here we go.
Yeah. Way to go. Good luck.
Paul, thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everyone. It says here we're supposed to settle the crowd down. Settle down, everybody.
Now, here are your Granite Peak Shredding, Muskie Hunting, Melissa Lang Ben Levin, Brad Emanuel Groupies, Ryan and Paul.
The Wausau Business Show.
Change, you gotta get it right. Why you got the time?
tunes of the legendary Virgil at the Wausau Mine Company.
Yeah, Virgil.
This is the Wausau Business Show.
Hello, open for business.
Open for business, episode number 55.
55.
Who's coming up on the show this week, Paul?
Jen Neuenhaus from REI. Jen Neuenhaus Hardell.
President and owner of REI Engineering and one of the best moms in Wausau.
That's
on
right.
Mother's Day weekend.
Happy Mother's Day weekend,
Happy
everyone.
Happy Mother's
All
Day.
Right. Got to order flowers.
I thought it might be fun if we called our moms and asked them each what the hardest part of rearing us was.
Yes.
You know, as,
yeah, sure.
As we grew up.
We were hard to rear, I think.
In Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Yeah.
Mom, what was the hardest part? What do you think your mom would say?
I think she'd probably say putting up with my shenanigans.
Yeah? What was your worst shenanigan?
Well... that I can talk about on the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's never
I
been...
was always up to pranks.
Oh.
I was always into pranking my parents.
You actually pranked your parents?
Yeah, like one time I hid the car and they didn't know where it was for a while.
You hid the car?
Little stuff like
Were
that.
Were you 16?
No.
You took the car under the age of 16 and hid it somewhere?
That's right.
Where? I never knew this.
Neighbor's backyard. Like backyard in their like alleyway.
Did you, how old were you?
Like 13.
Gangsta. I never did anything like that. My dad was filling up the tires at a Citgo one day, but
okay.
That's more of a dad thing than a mom thing.
But and what?
Well,
is that the end of the story?
We're talking about Mother's Day here. Not going to bring it around.
I gotcha. I gotcha. I follow. We'll save that for a few weeks.
All right. Yeah. Tune in a couple weeks.
Find out what happened at the Citgo with those tires.
The Citgo in Rim Mountain. We'll tell you in a few weeks during Father's Day. What was the worst thing I ever did? What would my mom?
Yeah. What is the worst? I mean, I know a few.
Okay. What
that you did?
Well, I had like a party one time when she was gone, but
who doesn't do that? Yeah, that's par for the course.
Yeah. But happy Mother's Day. I don't think we need to really get into it because it would be...
Yeah, sacrilege on this Mother's Day.
Yeah, but...
talk about how naughty we were.
Happy Mother's Day to
our Mother's Day, Mom.
Remember when we called him last year?
I do.
Got him on the horn together.
Yep. How can I forget? Together.
Asked him if we were still their favorite radio DJs.
Are we still your favorite Wausau Business Show?
Yeah. Yes.
It was a resounding yes, to be fair.
Mom, what's your favorite Wausau Business Show? You guys.
Thanks. I think we teed him up for that one.
Yeah.
But happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Happy Mother's Day, mommies. All right, so we'll be right back with Jen Neuenhaus Hardell
from REI
Engineering. Yeah. And we'll find out about Paul's brother.
Yeah.
What does Paul's brother have to do with REI Engineering? We'll find out.
Stay tuned.
We'll be right back on the Wausau Business Show.
Hold it tough to God when I need a favor, and I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior?
Wausau Business Show is on the air. With 100% pure Wausau, this is the Wausau Business Show.
Now walking on sunshine.
Strongbridge Wealth Advisors invites you to an exclusive market update with Russell Price, Chief Economist for Ameriprise Financial. Curious about where the markets are headed? Wondering how economic trends could impact your investments? The event will take place on Wednesday, May 28th, 2025 at 4 p.m. at the beautiful Hilton Garden Inn in Wausau, Wisconsin. Gain valuable insights on market trends and the economic outlook and investment strategies for 2025 and beyond. This is a free event, but space is limited. Call 715-422-7604 or visit strongbw.com to reserve your spot today.
This is an informational seminar. There is no cost or obligation. Not FDIC or NCUA insured. No financial institution guarantee. May lose value. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At Incredible Mortgage, we have what it takes to get you into a new home fast. How fast? Our 20-day close guarantee means you can be move-in ready sooner. Fast pre-approvals empower you to make an offer when you find the perfect home. Plus, our home loan experts are incredibly responsive, always ready to answer your questions. Let's make your home ownership dreams a reality. Are you ready? Visit us at IncredibleMortgage.com to get started. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Wausau Business Show.
The Wausau Business Show.
Do you see how far down this bucket can go?
Other trucks, like front end loaders, can't reach their buckets nearly this low. The bucket on both of these kinds of trucks can be called a shovel, just like the shovel you use to dig up dirt and sand. But an excavator's shovel is huge and very strong. Look at the teeth on this shovel. Some excavators can dig up more than a ton in one scoop of their bucket.
This is the work that we lay low, because that's what an excavator does. I said, this is the work that we lay low, because that's what an excavator does.
It's the Wausau Business Show, and Jen Neuenhaus Hardell from REI Engineering, president and owner. Hey, Jen.
Welcome, Jen.
Hey, Jen.
I clapped a little early there. Welcome, yeah. Jen.
Thank you so much for having me.
How you doing? Happy
doing
Mother's
great.
Day weekend.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you have one son?
Yep. Eli, he's 20.
Oh, good. Does he live in the area?
In the summer he does, but he goes to UW Stout.
Oh, cool.
And so he'll be coming home next week.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah, it'll be great.
Does he work for you over the summer then? Or
He did, but nope, this summer he is doing an internship at Incredible Bank.
Friends at Incredible. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Name dropping Incredible Bank. So REI Engineering has been in existence since what year?
1991.
And you are currently the owner. Tell us, you know, REI is involved in a lot of civil engineering, a lot of the construction projects throughout the Midwest, land development, water, architecture, transportation, a lot of the stuff that's going on with the infrastructure and the construction of Wausau, you're on the front end of. So tell us a little bit about why you got into this industry and how it began, because you've been in it your whole life. Right.
Yep. Actually started, we started in 91 as a sister company to Northwest Petroleum Service, which my father and mother had started back in 1972.
Okay.
And then the reason they started it is my dad was a repair technician for City Service Oil, or CITCO.
Uh-huh.
And they let go of all their repair technicians. They were going to outsource that. So my parents had a little meeting and said, well, we're going to try this on our own. And so my dad was fixing gas stations for CITCO, City Service Oil. And then that just expanded. And he was a repairman. And my mom did the books, the old bookkeeper.
Remember
that phrase? I don't think it's really used much anymore. But
we should use that more often.
Paul's the bookkeeper for the Wausau business.
That's right. New title.
Yeah.
So anyway, then that business progressed and grew into petroleum equipment construction and service throughout Wisconsin and the UP.
Yeah.
And then in the late 80s, there were some new tank regulations that came into place. So we were removing all these underground storage tanks from gas stations. And there was a fund that was developed in Wisconsin called PECFA.
Okay.
And so every gallon of gas that you bought in Wisconsin, part of that went to pay for the cleanup of contaminated groundwater. Water and soil.
Yeah.
And so with that fund at Northwest Petroleum, we were removing these underground storage tanks and finding contamination.
Wow.
And then we would just hand it off to an environmental firm. So at the time, my brother was in the business as well. And he's like, we should start our own environmental firm. I'm like, I'm in college, so I'm not sure where the money's going to come from.
Yeah.
But so him and my dad funded that.
Okay.
And we started REI. All we did was environmental consulting to begin with. So soil and groundwater cleanup. And then from there, we branched into surveying and then to civil engineering. And so that's how we grew. So we're, so over 30 years, it's crazy. We're super blessed. We have an awesome, awesome team and love to be in this community and give back and just.
Yeah, you're very passionate about the community and you're heavily involved in a lot of economic development stuff. But tell us what REI stands for.
So today we are responsive, efficient, innovative.
Okay. I saw that on the landing page.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if that's what REI is. Is that what it's always stood for?
No, actually at the beginning when we started just doing the environmental, we were Remedial Engineering Incorporated, which most people think, you know, remedial.
Yeah. What is that? Remedial reading?
Slow reader alert.
Yeah, right.
It was remediation.
Okay.
So bad branding. So,
live and learn.
Yeah,
what else can we make REI stand for?
Okay. Lots of things.
Yeah.
So, today we're responsive, efficient, innovative. That's one of our competitive advantages, actually, at REI is how responsive we are.
Yeah, but anytime any construction gets built. Let's take, for example, Raleigh's new construction across from the Starbucks in Rib Mountain there by the Quick Trip. That's going to become a Chipotle.
Yeah.
It's going to be a Chipotle. It's going to be a Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
But you guys had to go in there and look at the soil to make sure that it was what? Was it clean?
Well, not in that particular instance. So what we do in a property transaction. So before Raleigh would buy the property, he would want to do due diligence, which sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So basically, we help people, a buyer, identify a piece of property on the environmental side to make sure that there's no contamination on that particular site or surrounding that site, because contamination can move under the ground.
Yeah, if there was a gas station a block away, it could get in the water.
And it can leach through the groundwater.
Yeah.
It can move. You want to be sure that it's not contaminated.
Yeah.
And if it is, that doesn't mean you can't develop it. It just means you have to do different steps to develop that property.
Contain it and things
right,
like that.
Exactly. And sometimes you have to put like a layer of vapor barrier, things like that.
Oh,
well, the mall project is
a
perfect
example. Yeah, I was just going to mention that.
Yeah.
So when they tore the mall down, there was stuff underneath it from before they, when they built the mall. Before they built the mall, there was still stuff as they tore the mall down. Then there was still stuff underneath the mall from the time before that when they tore down the stuff that was there before they built the mall.
That it was like contaminated with?
Yes.
I don't know.
Right, exactly.
That, was it contaminated?
Yes.
Yeah.
So then that's part of what we do. So that's a great example of we'll help manage the contaminated soil.
Okay.
Because there's rules and regulations for, you know, hauling contaminated soil and,
Such.
So we're
not in my backyard.
Right. So actually at the mall was kind of neat because we were able to drill right through. We drove our trucks right into the mall and took our geo probes and drilled right through to get to the soil samples.
So geo probes.
Yeah. So we're injecting and getting the soil out of the ground so that we can test it.
Okay.
And then
probing the geology.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots of probing.
Yeah.
So you're able to then define the extent of the contamination. So then once the demo is done, you can define where the contamination is and then handle that appropriately.
Wow. So is in there like lead and asbestos and stuff like that? Or
I don't know exactly what was all in it.
Okay.
I didn't look at the analytical, but this whole riverfront area, there's actually a fair amount of contamination in regards to, there was a lot of industry that was unregulated back in the day. You know, it's not anyone's fault, right?
Just put it into Lake Wausau. What do we
put it in the river? Who cares?
Dilution is the solution. That's not true.
Back in the 50s and 60s, was
parts per million. It's fine.
Right. But from a development standpoint, we've developed properties, you know, for developers, because we're not developers, but we do all of the legwork on their behalf.
To get it ready, to get the site ready before construction starts and Wausau's future begins.
Yes. And so back to Raleigh's, the Chipotle in that situation there. So what we do is we get a blueprint of the building, so a footprint of the building, and we work everything outside the building. So we'll help you decide where the building should be sitting.
On the property itself.
Yep.
Okay.
And then how many parking stalls, because there's, you know, regulations and things that you have to, ordinances you have to comply with.
How do they determine how many parking slots there should be?
So communities differ. Some communities have this minimum number, 2, 3, even on housing development, there's regulations as far as how many parking stalls you have.
You're
to have.
You're kidding me.
Wow. So for Raleigh's thing, is it based on how many people can sit in the restaurant or?
No, I don't know exactly what Rib Mountain's
ordinances.
Yeah.
Neither do I.
Right. But then also we're helping decide where the driveway should go. And then we're going through all the permitting for them. So if it's sometimes DOT has to be involved and they'll say, yes, you can have a driveway. No, you can't.
Jeez,
or it can
DNR
only be
probably
right
too?
In, right out. Not DNR in the driveway, but the local municipality regulations. And then also sometimes the DOT.
So many rules.
Where does the DNR like start and your work end or whatever? Or where does the DNR end and your work start? I mean, I'm assuming a lot of it, you deal with the DNR quite a bit, right?
Yes.
In your projects?
We deal with the DNR quite a bit, the Army Corps of Engineers, the DOT.
Wow.
Part of our construction business, in our construction inspection part of our business, in that role, we're the eyes and the ears for the DOT. So we help them complete projects like the 29 overpass by Home Depot. That was one of our projects.
Wow.
That was one of our first big, they call a mega project.
Yeah.
So that's the construction side of our business. And then the design part of our business would be like the mall property. We're working with the developers. Okay, where should the property sit? And we're helping our clients save money by also looking at the site topography. That's where our surveyors come in.
Yeah. Now,
the surveyors aren't just looking at like the lot lines, but they're also looking at the topography. And we want to balance the site as best we we can, because the more soil you have to move on the site, the more expensive, you know, the more digging, hauling, excavating, things like that. So we help to balance the site. So another one of our projects, the Kennedy Park project, we're doing that redevelopment with, with Weston, which is going to be super awesome.
Right across,
it's right across from
the new, what do they call it?
Green Heck Turner Center.
Yeah, right across from the Green Heck Turner Center. Yeah.
And that was one of our projects too. Super exciting.
Yeah.
And on that one, Kennedy Park, you want to, there's a little bit of topography there. So we're, you know, have to design the athletic fields and such. So we're taking soil from one part of the property to move it to another to, you know, even it out. Or sometimes we're like, well, that's too much soil to move. We're going to put a retaining wall in here. That will save the client money.
Were you involved in the soccer fields that got built on top of the old dump?
We were not, but
that was a hell of a project, right?
That's an amazing reuse project.
Yeah.
You know, really, that's when you look at brownfields, when, you know, they talk about brownfield redevelopment.
Yeah.
That's a perfect example.
What's a brownfield? Is that stuff that gets built on top of dumps?
Well, sort of. A brownfield is basically, you're developing on contaminated property most of the time.
Okay.
And then there's grants and things available to do that through the state of Wisconsin and other, which is fantastic.
Because they didn't move the stuff that was dumped, you know, all the garbage for how many decades there was a dump that all of the garbage in Wausau got dumped and then they built a soccer field.
And now we're kids are playing soccer on it.
And I think it was Holtz Krause Landfill, I think it was called back in the day.
Landfill, not a dump. It's a landfill.
Yeah, you've been corrected before.
Soil, not dirt.
There you go.
So, but with that type of project, didn't they have to like stick pipes into the ground to let the, you know, the fumes
from methane.
The methane from all of Paul's old diapers come out?
How long does that methane need to be released? Like the next 50 years? Like, is it still being released?
You know, I'm not sure. Like but the cool thing about methane in landfills is methane is now captured by landfills and they're using it then to fuel things. Like down, I think, in Fond du Lac, they did one of the first ones, if I remember right. And they put a methane extraction system in, which is really thrilling, right?
Complicated.
But anyway, that can then use as a fuel source. So it's pretty neat.
Oh, is there any way that you can capture the scent of Mosinee and use that as a fuel source?
I really think that is a great idea.
Is that?
There could be a funnel of some sort. I'm not sure.
Turn that scent into fuel. They'd be all loaded. What can you do for Lake Wausau? That part, you know, where there's so many weeds in front of the old
Gulliver.
It's almost
like it's drying up right there.
Yeah,
that's, I'm not good at aquatic management, honestly.
Okay.
But
that's where you draw the line.
But there is a company that we're actually just started working with this week, Aquatic Land Management in Minocqua.
Well, they better be good at it.
Exactly. When, you know, they're doing, so they're doing cutting, and I think the regulation is you're only supposed to remove it by hand, not mechanical.
Yeah,
you can cut it, but you can't like take the, I don't know. I'm not the aquatic lady.
Is that the whole? Yeah, if you don't do it right, it makes it worse.
Right.
Interesting.
But, Lake Wausau is funny because it seems like, you know, it's taking over if we're not careful.
Right.
All those weeds or whatever that's growing in there.
Yeah.
But you, okay, so that's where you kind of draw the line when it comes to aquatic stuff. What about do you work in the PFAS stuff?
Yes, we do.
So what's going on with plastics in the water and the PFAS? And they had the downtown, our offices a couple of years ago, we couldn't drink the water.
Right.
But that's all been cleaned up because they spent millions of dollars on a new water treatment facility that's now online.
Right.
What's going on with the PFAS? Is that, can we drink the water now? Is everything back to normal?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
You know, a lot of those regulations, well, they're not fleshed out yet from the EPA. So yes, there are some guidelines in place, but there will be more to come as they continue to put out that guidance. Then that gives consultants like us more direction.
Okay.
So we are helping some clients right now with the PFAS because there are ways with carbon and some other things that you can do for filtration.
Cool.
And filtration is very much a methodology between filtering, like I said, the soil vapor extraction, that's going through filters a lot of times, or like I said, you're adding oxygen to the soil as well. But yeah, the PFAS, it's an issue. There's no doubt.
Everywhere. And, a lot of communities, it's not just Wausau, obviously.
Yes,
but.
And I think there is going to be coming more guidance from the EPA on best practices and things like that will help the process.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they have their own studies going on too, graduate students and stuff like that.
Right. Speaking of which, you have your master's from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point in natural resources management, specializing in hazardous waste here.
Yes, that's thrilling.
St. Cloud before that. And then you're a Newman graduate.
Yes, all right. Yeah, well, Newman, a cardinal.
Shout out to the cardinal.
Yeah, I'm a cardinal. That's true. So that project's going forward too. The new athletic, academic, and faith complex.
So they got it all torn up back there.
Yep, it's going to be really awesome.
Anything on the horizon that you can break on the Wausau Business Show that we might not know about?
Granite Peak, that's out there. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Any update on that specifically? Where are we at with that?
You're working with the DNR all the time.
Yeah, that's a really exciting project. Thank you so much to the Skinner family for all of their contributions and hard work to make this a destination trail network, and not only just for trails, but multi-use trails, which will be amazing.
For bikes,
for hikers.
Yeah.
There'll be snowshoe. There'll be all. It's cool. Just going to be so amazing.
That's
wild.
Wait. Yeah. Yeah. I think some people are coming in a couple of weeks to talk more about that. But I think what Paul was referring to was the Western expansion of more runs on Granite Peak. Do you know where that's at?
I don't know exactly where that's at right now, but it's trending in a very positive direction. Yes, it is. And I know, again, that's been a lot of hard work of getting that through. But that is going to be amazing because I'm a skier too, love skiing. And I'm teaching my son how to ski, a long time ago. But, there's a lot of experts, runs and intermediate, but there's really not like the blue greens.
The blue,
thing, the blues particularly. So I said to my son when I started teaching him how to ski at age 4, hey, once you can ski all the runs here, we're going to go out west. Well, I didn't expect it to happen, only just a couple of years later.
Yeah.
But because it's challenging, to add those intermediate and beginner runs is going to be so helpful for families.
And
that'll just bring more people to Wausau community. It's awesome.
Yeah. And you introduce them to Wausau through tourism, and then they think about considering moving here.
Yes, that's what I've always hook them in.
Yeah. That's Tim White's model.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Now, when I first moved back and boomeranged back to Wausau, I remember a big story in the news with REI, and your offices are right off of 39 there, 39 South. Mm-hmm. But there was a big controversy about that huge flag that you have.
You remember
outside
that?
Of your offices.
I can't believe you remember that.
And somebody
stole our flag. They did.
It's like one of those huge Perkins flags.
It is. Perkins flag for sure.
And what happened there? Then they returned it a couple days later?
They did. I could not believe they did.
Yeah.
But that flag's been through flags. Of course, we replaced them. But yes, they returned it.
So you get to work on a Tuesday and the flag's gone?
Yes.
And they're like, you're asking around the office.
Right. Did someone take the flag down?
Jerry, did you take the flag down?
Right. Yeah, right. Yes.
Did somebody pass? It's supposed to be a half staff.
What happened here?
What happened?
Yes.
And then suddenly you get around the office and you're all looking at each other going, at some point you come to the realization, it was stolen.
Right.
Somebody
hilarious.
Stole the damn flag.
Yeah. I mean, funny because they returned it and everything, which is great.
That's bizarre.
So you go to the news, you call Channel 9, Melissa Langman, and you say, help us find our big flag. Because how much do those things run? I'm guessing $1,000 or more?
Yeah, they're pretty expensive.
Okay.
And we do need to keep them up, obviously. Yeah.
Right.
But I don't remember how the media found out about it, honestly.
It was a big news story.
It was a big news story because it was a big deal. I mean, it's just so weird.
Bizarre. Yeah,
it is bizarre. And my dad was in the military, and he's going on the honor flight coming up.
Oh, cool.
Reluctantly,
cool.
But he's going.
Okay.
Our family kind of forced his hand on that, and
he's
in the Marines. So the flag was really a staple that he wanted to build, or to put up. And when it was stolen, I'm like, okay, this is just crazy.
Yeah.
But
So the news gets a hold of it. They go, and then what? It just shows up on your
literally. Port? Yeah, a couple days later, I think it was. It was a long time
anonymously
ago. Yes.
Oh my
I know. Isn't
never
that weird?
The you're married to officer chief of police officer
right.
Hardell.
Yes.
He used to be the chief of police. This was
right.
Before you two got married.
Yes.
Obviously, but did they ever find out who did it or why?
Nope. And the funny thing is nothing ever came of it. We had a break-in another time.
Oh.
We don't have cash sitting around, so it was kind of a we don't know what
and
you're
you
going to take some laptops and such. Maybe
sure.
I don't know.
You didn't have supplies.
No security cameras on
we
the flag.
We didn't at that time. This is no.
Okay, but
it was not super long after that that we were broke into. But wow. They did find that person with some really odd trinkets that someone had on their desk and then they found in this guy's trunk.
Odd.
So they never found out, but you got your flag back and now yes. the story ends well in that
yes,
regard.
It does.
Right.
Good. Yes. Right.
But that brings me to Officer Hardell.
Yes.
Chief of police for many years, I think
yes,
over
13,
a decade.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, wow.
And a great relationship that you guys have, one on Wausau's premier couples here.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Power couples.
Yeah, power couple, big time.
Oh, my word.
But Officer Hardell had some medical issues.
Yes.
I think that's what caused him to retire?
Not exactly, no. Because when he was, he ended up having meningoencephalitis.
Yikes.
Whoa. Wow, huh?
Okay.
That's worse than soil remediation. But anyway, yeah, he, what it was, they couldn't diagnose it. That's why he was going, it was a really rough spell. He was not going to make it.
Yeah.
But so he had one of the first cases in Wausau of, he had shingles, but it only went into his brain and spinal cord to his central nervous system.
Oh my God.
And it never manifested itself anywhere. So they didn't know what it was. So to treat it, they didn't know if it was viral, fungal, you know, what kind of meningoencephalitis it is, because you have to figure out the cause of it.
Jeez.
So anyway, then they actually, a traveling neurologist, a locum from Miami, happened to just take his, he heard the chief of police was not doing well, and he went in, grabbed his MRIs, looked at his whole chart and everything, and came in and introduced himself to me in the hotel, that wasn't a hotel, in the hospital room, and said to me, I think I know what your husband has. And I'm like, okay, who are you? Another I don't even know.
How long has this been that you've been trying to diagnose
it? It's been, at this point, probably about a week and a half.
Okay.
And he just was going downhill.
Like,
pass out, and his eyes would roll back, and it was terrible. And
and at this rate, you're like, okay, he doesn't have
it's not looking good.
Yeah. And they had no idea what was going on.
Right. They knew it was meningoencephalitis because the brain is swelling and infection and everything, but they just couldn't. You don't want to treat the wrong thing. If you treat it with fungal medicine, that has a ton of really detrimental side effects.
Yeah.
So you need to have the right treatment. Anyway, this neurologist comes in. He happens to be on the SWAT team. He's a medic on the SWAT team also, and a neurologist because, you know, he's bored or something.
Wow.
He's a medic on the SWAT team in
Miami.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, this is the thing. So
how did he get to Wausau?
He's a locum. So he's like a traveling neurologist.
Well, okay.
So he would spend 6 weeks or whatever at a clip here, you know.
Yeah. And then he'd go back home to Miami to be on the SWAT team.
Exactly.
Good timing.
Wow. And he was a neurologist, you know, practicing neurologist also.
Okay.
And he's like, I have an, you know, affiliation with law enforcement. I saw this. And sure enough, he was right. And he said, I saw this in my first year of residency, and it was unbelievable. And yeah, it could bring tears to my eyes.
Yeah,
it was really cool. And we still, once and we keep in touch with them. We really wanted to get him to Wausau to live here.
Yeah.
And I talked to some people on the Aspirus board. Cause I'm like, this guy's amazing. He's married. He wants to start a family.
Huh.
It didn't work out, but he's just, Dr. Jason Kiner was his name. And he was just, saved
awesome.
Jeff's life. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
He saved Jeff's life. If
yeah,
it wouldn't have
been. My goodness.
Yeah,
timing
pretty neat.
That.
Yeah, and then after that, we did something fun with our Hardell Hope Baskets.
Because he turned that negative
into a positive.
Yeah, it was really, really special. We've delivered hundreds of baskets. So someone brought me a basket because I didn't want to leave the hospital because Jeff didn't really, he was kind of incoherent.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to leave ever because you never knew when someone was going to come in, like a doctor or whatever, with news or questions. So then a friend brought, someone delivered a basket to me, and it had a bunch of things in there, like a devotional, socks, Kleenex, you know, just a bunch of really nice things and snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And it really touched me. I just was really touched by it. And my son was pretty young at the time. And I'm like, I have to try to make something positive out of this.
Mm.
So Jeff happened to be on this unit where there was also some kids on it at the time. It was called MAPS or something like that, medical and pediatrics or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there was a kid in there that it was on oxygen and had been in there the whole time we were there. It was just, he was probably like 8 maybe.
Mm.
And I said to my son, Eli, hey, let's go out and get this kid a basket. I mean, someone just brought me one and it was so touching.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it started. I'm like, okay. And as I laid there on the plastic covered bed sweating, because I would sleep there with Jeff at the hospital, and sweating and thinking, what could we do? So I was like, okay, hope, helping others with prayer and encouragement. management. Wow. That's how the Hope Baskets came about. And we called it Hardell's Hope. And so after Jeff finally got out of the hospital and got better, we did it that next year at Aspirus. So anyone that was in a long stay at the hospital, greater than 10 days, yeah, we were bringing these baskets and our family would come and we had our friends donate, like, you know, workbooks and, or, you know, word finds and things like that. Just like a really nice little care basket. And we would deliver them around the holidays. And what we found, it was kind of intended for the caregiver.
Yeah.
But it ended up being that so many people have nobody visit them.
Yeah.
I mean, like nobody. So it's, they really enjoyed it. The person, well, the family did too, but the person that was in the hospital, the patient, and then Be Amazing, helped us. They made all the Thai blankets.
Okay.
Well, those blankets, and people would send me messages after to say they passed away or what, and they had your blanket.
Oh,
it's like, it's just heart-wrenching.
Yeah, no
but
kidding.
Like to get, and people don't want you to leave because they don't have any visitors.
Right. Oh.
So it ended up really kind of shifting over the years and then COVID killed it. But to this day, I still make baskets for people when I know people that are extended stay, just people I know.
Holding on to your blanket while they're passing away.
Yeah, it's just really amazing friends and community to help contribute to this. I mean, I didn't do it alone. That's not.
Was Jeff the chief of police when all that went down with Weiland?
Yes.
Yeah,
that was, and from that, we started that WASA Metro Strong for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was just to try to get the community together and businesses. And that was quite the time, unfortunately.
Yeah, national news.
I'm going to bring it back up. You know, Paul's brother.
Yes, okay.
Paul's brother used to work at REI as an engineer.
Yes, he did.
Yes. Hi, Jeff. He loved it. He said he loved it. Does he have any questions?
He asked me to ask a couple quick things. I think you
in 2005 didn't you give him his bonus?
Yeah. He still expected that bonus in 2005.
We do get bonuses.
Okay.
No, he asked about the origin story, which you kind of told.
Oh, okay. That was
really cool.
Yeah.
He thought it was a really cool story and just what the future holds for REI.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you. And I asked about him when I got
here. Yes, he did.
One of REI's best employees, Jeff Grinzel, Paul's
come back
brother.
To WASA.
Yeah, come back.
This is a boomerang situation. So REI, we just reached 50 employees and our team members, and we're looking to grow. I always say we don't want to be the biggest, we want to be the best.
Yeah.
And that's part of that responsiveness and really having our friends as our clients. Mm-hmm. Honestly, at the end of the day, we help them solve problems, whether it be they want to expand on their facility or they want to build a new building or they want to relocate or they're having regulatory issues with environmental.
Right.
Or safety or stormwater management, all that kind of fun stuff that everyone's so just thrilled to deal with.
You gotta do it.
Yeah.
Keep those PFAS away from us.
So we just want to slow and steady wins a race for us. You know, we started out in 91 and now it's 30 some years later and we have an awesome team and a lot of longevity. So right now we've got that gap between a lot of new young people and people that have been there 20 plus years. Yeah. So
did you love the Aaron Brockovich, Julia Roberts movie? Or?
I honestly don't watch a lot of movies, but I did watch that one.
That's right up your alley.
Right, that would be up my alley.
Yours and Ruder Ware's.
That's true.
But Shay Reif is a Super Bowl reporter for the WASA Business Show, NFL reporter, sideline reporter. And she's also working on a special project for you because REI does the Sunflower Field, which is magical. One of WASA's best assets is this enormous, beautiful sunflower field.
It's enormous. I mean, there's thousands.
Yes, there are thousands.
How many acres you got in there?
Just over 2 acres.
2 acres of nothing but sunflowers.
Yes.
And people go there and they pick them and you give them away for free.
Yes, yes.
And how did that start? And what is Shay doing for you now?
Yes, so I'll tell you how it started. It was this is our 6th year.
Okay.
And we just started, we're total rookies. So, you know, keep
that
in mind.
Well, you're nailing it.
Yeah,
well,
nailing it.
But our team really, a couple people in particular, Eric Johnson, Tom Marschke, they actually brought their own tractor in. We're not agricultural people necessarily. So he brought his tractor in and so there's a field, empty field across from our office, along 39, I-39 to the east of our office. And in that, it was just a field of nothing.
Okay.
And like, we need to do something to beautify it. You know, we owned it forever. And what can we do? And I'm like, you know, I think you could drive by sunflower fields. They're so beautiful. And who doesn't love, you know, to get a surprise bouquet of flowers, really? I mean, and they're just, they're gorgeous. And to watch the development of them is kind of fun too. So I asked a couple of people on our team. They're like, yeah, I'll bring my tractor. And oh, sure. I plant food crops for deer. So sure. I think we can do this.
We could pull it off.
Yeah. So our team got together and we planted the first crop and it was good. Okay. But it wasn't great.
Year one, you're talking about.
6 years ago. So this is our 6th year. And now we partnered with River Country Co-op. Okay. So they're helping us be better agriculturists and farmers. And so they, now we have a special seed that is impregnated with some, you know, disease resistance and things like that. So last year was the most bountiful field we'd had. We call it now, we've tagged it the Harvest of Sunshine. And just been doing, growing it every year. And it's such an awesome community project. So we have like the Boys and Girls Club comes out, they bring a bus and we just say, come out, please pay it forward. Please help enhance our community and get a bouquet of flowers and give it to someone in need. So our team picks them too. We have one like lunch hour. We all go out and pick flowers, make bouquets, and then we deliver them to clients and people in need.
Are you picked over by the time that is all done? I mean, or are there still sunflowers left over?
Oh my gosh. We can't.
There's so many.
There's bountiful. Like thousands of them. So no. And it's amazing. We'll have big crews come out from Boys and Girls Club, from YMCA, you know, all sorts of groups. Some of the special needs groups in Wausau come out, bring their it's so great, but it's not, it's just bountiful.
Talk about sunshine.
It's fun.
Yeah. You're a ball of sunshine. What does Shay do? Speaking of sunshine.
She is sunshine. So we were looking for someone young to help us, promote the sunflowers and to connect with the younger community too. And I know Shay's mom and dad, and I was talking to her mom at some community event. And after that, I thought, you know what? I wonder if she'd ever want to help us. Cause we have another younger person that's worked with us to try to help us connect with the younger crowd and such and give her an opportunity. And she's graduating from high school now. She started with us at age 15 and now she's graduating. I'm like, we need another young person. And would your daughter at all be interested? And she's like, yeah, that'd be great. So we met with her and she helped us this year. We're going to have a mascot. Never had that before.
A sunflower mascot.
Yes.
Okay. That's Shay's idea.
Yes.
I love it.
So first of all, she's our sunflower ambassador. So that's Shay's title and she's going to help interview people.
She's good at that.
She's great at that. Yeah. So we're excited about that. And then she helped us develop Sunny. That's the name of our mascot we've named. So we're going to have that. And hopefully we can connect with younger people more too. Yeah. And then do some fun kid activities because there's a ton of kids that come out there. It's just so awesome. We just ask people to pay it forward and leave a canned good for Peyton's Promise if they'd like to, our donation. Cool. And
Sunny should get together with Woody the Woodchuck.
You are a match made in heaven.
Right?
You are very involved in all things economic development. You're touching a lot of the development that goes on in central Wisconsin and throughout the region. You have been the president of the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. You were elected to the Board of Trustees for North Central Technical College. And, you know, you've got your hands involved in Greater Wausau Prosperity Partnership, GWPP, Visit Wausau you're engaged with, Chamber of Commerce, obviously. And you were talking before we got on the air about the fact that you're recruiting for work people that move to Wausau. And we're doing the Friend of a Friend competition for $10,000.
Damn right.
All you got to do is recruit people to live and work in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA, and you get $10,000 for the person that comes in first before end of June of this year.
Clock's ticking.
All you got to do is recruit be the person that gets the most people to live and work in Wausau, Wisconsin. But Jen, you were talking before we got on the air about how difficult that is to tell the story of Wausau and why people should come and move to Wausau. And can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. You know, we were recruiting someone from Madison this fall, actually. And one of the things that I wanted to do is like give him a package of sorts, either tangible or electronic, hopefully, you know. And right now, I think one of the initiatives that would be wonderful for Wausau is for us to have, you know, one landing site for Wausau, meaning, you know, electronic landing site. And I know that there's people that are working together between the Community Foundation, you know, Economic Development through the City of Wausau, things like that.
Chamber of Commerce.
Right. Yeah. There's all sorts of people doing great things. So, you know, that's a dream of mine personally, is just that we could have a landing spot for Wausau, because I was sending this gentleman, you know, all these different links and things like that. And I know Tim White and I have talked about how do we make one brand, and that's not easy to do because there's, you know, politics. And
Who's in charge of doing doing that then, right?
Right.
That's part of the problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's like to brand our community. And I'm, you know, we have so many amazing things going on between, you know, all the new designations for the river. Yeah. And I can't remember. I'd have to ask Bill Bertram what it's called again, but where it's become a national waterway.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge.
Huge.
We don't realize that in Wausau.
Right.
But the,
take it for granted.
Other communities.
Bit, yeah.
And
yeah.
as we're trying to recruit people to bring to Wausau, you know, I'm like, yeah, look at all these amazing things that what differentiates us. Well, you don't have a commute. You're next to nature. How awesome is that?
Love that.
You know, so if we can bring, like you said, people in for tourism, oh my gosh, there's the hook. Let's get them in, then let's sell Wausau, the community, you know, all around us, Marathon County. And I'm really grateful for all the things that you guys have done. Like I said to you, thank you so much. Your actions are just amazing.
Our pleasure.
But you've done great things, and it's like more actionable items, and there's so many neat projects going on that are going to transform the community. I can't wait. You know, I've been very involved in the community. I'm super passionate about it.
Yeah.
And there's been a ton of progress for sure. I just want to see it go even more. You know, I want the progress to continue in an upward momentum. And of course, I'm not the most patient person in the world. So it would be great if it would happen sooner than later. And well, it is. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. There needs to be urgency.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, too.
Yeah.
I mean, fast paced. I mean, we're in I always say the competition isn't waiting around for us to catch up.
Right.
And the competition is other places that people could move.
Right.
And without people moving to Wausau, there's nobody to work at your business or other businesses. And I know that all the businesses, how many employees are you looking for right now?
Well, we've been looking for a civil engineer in for 2 years, basically.
Yeah,
we need to have the right fit. You know, either it's not just to fill a position or, you know, it's like, no, they need to be the right fit. And we've exhausted so many efforts. And so now we're growing our own, really, because we're looking for a couple more mid-level engineers, civil engineers. So now we've got that gap of the people that have been there 20 years and the new, you know, we have four interns this summer. We've never had that many before.
Cool. That's awesome.
But they're wonderful. We've been more and more involved in the high school career fairs too, because we're like, wow, local people, let's boomerang, let's get them back here, you know?
Yeah. We haven't talked to a business owner or executive or leader that isn't looking for employees in the area or doesn't have open positions in the area.
Yeah.
And so much so that we'll talk to larger corporations and the leader will say, well, we can't expand in Wausau because there's not enough people that live in Wausau to fill the position. So we're moving to Tulsa.
We're building a second location
to the northeast
where
we're doing an acquisition or whatever. And it's all happening outside of Wausau. And that's why we need more people to live and work in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA. So if you had a magic wand, Jen.
Oh, boy.
If you had a magic wand for Wausau, what would it be?
Oh, this is... I haven't done magic in quite some time, so let me think about this one.
A simple magic wand.
Yeah.
The old magic wand.
The old, mine would be Melissa Langman coming back to Channel 9.
And the Red Lobster.
Of course.
You know, I really think just to see us in 5 years from now of where Wausau will be, just from a tourism standpoint alone, and you know, obviously local users too, but I see that magic wand, you know, if I could fast forward that and that could happen sooner.
Yeah.
And we could, these projects, they just take time. I mean, again, you have to go through the regulatory hoops and all that. And there's just a lot to them.
Test the soil.
You know all about that.
Yeah, super fun stuff like that. But honestly, to see that all come together is going to be outstanding. And another thing for me is if we could build a stronger school to work partnership, there's some really awesome partnerships. Like we have a wonderful partnership with DC Everest and, you know, introducing those high school students like Brad Peck's Engineering Tomorrow program.
Yeah.
Awesome. Love it. It's just amazing. And if we could, you know, get more school to work partnerships with all the Marathon County schools, high schools, and even some of the junior highs of connecting, there's so many opportunities here, but so many of those students don't even know they exist.
Yeah.
I mean, one cool part of my job is going out to manufacturers and seeing all the things that are made in Marathon County. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah,
I'm like, what? That's made here? Who knew? You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just, you know, and I get to tour them sometimes as we're going to help problem solve with environmental regulatory compliance and things like that.
Yeah.
Or they want to expand their facility where I'll go out and visit them. And I'm like, can I get a quick tour?
Yeah.
And they're like, sure. You know, and I'm like, wow. Like Weinbrenner. Wow.
Yeah.
Like,
big fans.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. The quality studying that they go through. And, you know, there's so many examples.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just amazing. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
One of the best business leaders and economic and community champions of the area, and one of the best mothers in Marathon County and Wausau.
Right. For Mother's Day.
Wausonian Jen Neuenhaus Hardell, president and owner of REI Engineering.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you so much.
Jen.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank
Have
you.
A good one.
Keep doing great things.
Thanks.
Then you're left in the dust, unless I stuck by you. You're a sunflower. I think your love would be too much, or you'd be left in the dust, unless I stuck by you.
The fundamentals of business.
Ryan and Paul are at your service, Wausonians.
The fundamentals of business. Mental is a part of the word. I have underlined it.
The Wausau Business Show.
Because you're mental if you don't have a good time.
This is the Wausau Business Show. Business Show.
Hello, my name is Maureen Carlson of Greenfire Management Services. Greenfire is a trusted local commercial construction manager. Greenfire provides detailed and innovative services so you can focus on growing your business. We're all about helping companies and communities thrive, so Greenfire is pleased to sponsor the Friend of a Friend competition to support the continual growth of Central Wisconsin. Contact us today to discuss your next construction project. Learn more at greenfire.com. That's greenfire.com.
Psst, you're tuned in to the Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
Time. It's for you, Wausonians. Dedicated to you, Wausonians. It's all Wausau all the time on the Wausau Business Show. I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
And now we've got Jamie Polly, who runs and oversees all the parks in the Marathon County and Wausau. Jamie Polly is on
Fun.
The
Director
of Marathon County and Wausau Parks and Recreation. Parks and Rec. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, Jamie, great to have you on. We just wanted to ask you a quick question about Marathon Park and the old train that's going on. It's all dug up there. What's going on there?
So that has nothing to do with the train, actually. We are digging up the splash pad. We're going to be re-putting in the splash pad later this year. But we were able to take the old one out before the season starts for the train, actually. So we'll be taking any of the areas that are over the train that look like it's out of commission right now. We'll be taking all of that out. And the train will be up and running starting in the beginning of June.
Oh, the train's
good.
Thank God.
Great. Thank God.
But a new splash pad, huh?
We are getting a new splash pad. Yeah, the old one there is a little over 20 years old and has failed. It was using the old infrastructure from the wading pool that was there, and we cannot find the leaks or the issues with it. So it's reached its useful life, and the county has supported putting in a new one this year.
Cool. Did I hear that you're working on some new hockey rinks too, potentially?
We are currently in the process of buying a mat system to fix our rink that had failed last year. We did get it up and running, but we don't want that same issue to happen this year. So we have a mat system coming. Long term, we still got to talk about that.
Yeah. Okay. It's officially like, you know, prime time park season now. How many parks do you guys take care of in Marathon County?
Yeah, what do you oversee?
Yeah.
We have 37 city parks, 17 county parks, and 10 county forest units.
Isn't there some sort of stat where Marathon County has the most parks anywhere? Something like that?
Anywhere. Marathon County is itself the biggest land mass. You know, we're bigger than Rhode Island.
So. That's right.
Bigger than Rhode Island. Suck it, Rhode Island.
We are spread out.
Yeah, and how many people work for the forestry department, Parks and Rec, and all that?
We have 44 full-time staff, and then we hire about 120 seasonals.
College kids, mowing the lawns.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of the plants, watering the plants.
Mowing the lawns, yep.
What's your favorite park, Polly?
Yeah.
Jamie. Jamie, Polly.
Either one works. I don't know. I like Dells of Eau Claire. We go there a lot to get out of the area and walk around.
I'm partial to Marathon because it was donated by August Kickbush.
Yes, in true. Part. 150 years ago. It's an old one.
All right, Jamie. Well, nice to see you. And thanks for the update on things. And happy Parks and Rec season. Prime time.
Yeah, it's prime time, baby.
Thanks, Jamie. Jamie, Polly, everybody.
Thanks, Jamie.
Yeah, we got to have her come on and give us more of a long form update someday soon.
I want to know what's going on with all the parks.
Yeah,
personally.
Not just a couple. All right, well, News 6 Orlando. News 6 in downtown Orlando, Florida wants to talk to us, Paul. We got to get on Zoom here. Here we go.
Do you think they know Melissa Langbein?
I'd like to think everyone knows Melissa Langbein in the news industry.
All right, here we go. We're zooming in. Red Lobster talks with News 6.
All right. Turn it on. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey, Patricia. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Excellent.
I love this radio TV coming together.
Radio, yeah. Colliding.
Yeah, it's kind of a simulcast.
Yeah.
Recording in progress.
All right. It's official.
Okay, so who's Ryan and who's Paul? Okay.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
Nice to meet you both. All right, let's start on this journey. So tell me your guys' role into bringing this banner to Orlando here, all the way to Florida.
Yeah. Well, hello, Red Lobster Corporate, first and foremost. The CEO's name is Demola. We've been researching him for well over a year. But we've been working on bringing a Red Lobster to our community for, about a year now. And we've been trying to get a hold of Demola. And finally, we just said we should just do a banner on a plane. And that did it. That did the trick.
So how did you, get it together? If you don't mind me asking, how much did it cost?
It was not that expensive, believe it or not. So we just
less expensive than I think the public would think.
Yeah, we donated that. Paul and I scrounged up the money to do it, and we did it for Wausau.
So what was your reaction to seeing the post that Red Lobster posted it?
Yeah, we were pretty pumped.
Yeah, we were thrilled. I mean, the whole point was to get their attention, and I think we did that, obviously based on social media reaction. Mission accomplished, I'd say.
Well, they haven't broken ground in Wausau yet. But
so not quite mission accomplished.
Yeah, yeah, we're hoping to talk to Demola. We're working on an interview, so we're hoping to just get his ear for about 5 or 10 minutes. So we're getting one step closer. He definitely knows we exist.
Yes.
Okay. So when I was telling my colleagues about the story in our newsroom, they asked me, what other restaurants do they have in town that they want a Red Lobster so bad? So what else you guys have in town?
Yeah, so I mean, this kind of goes back quite a ways for Wausau. We have a community of well over 100,000 people in central Wisconsin, and many times the community's been surveyed about which national chains they want to come to Wausau. And we have a lot of local great restaurants, but which national ones specifically? And Red Lobster always has topped the list, but yet they're still not here. We have Olive Garden. We have Texas Roadhouse. They have lines out the door literally nightly because they're so popular. Well, we have obviously Applebee's and things like that. But Red Lobster is really missing.
It's kind of the one missing large national chain for whatever reason.
Is there anything else you guys think I should know just about you guys, about your Red Lobster venture, Wausau?
Yeah.
There's a Wausau, Florida, by the way.
Yes, there is.
There's a Wausau, Florida.
It's up in the panhandle, I think.
Is that where it is?
Yeah, it's spelled the same way. Yeah. We sometimes see that come up on our weather app.
Yes.
So hello to everyone listening in Wausau, Florida.
Yes. Our sister city.
Do they have a Red Lobster?
I hope not.
That would hurt too much.
Yeah. It was a mistake. You came to the wrong Wausau. Are you an ABC affiliate or what affiliate?
Excuse me, sir. We are CBS.
CBS. Oh, okay. It didn't say on your logo, so I wasn't sure.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. News 6, so we're going through some weird branding times going on.
I saw that you were the number one station in all of Florida by the
award-winning News 6.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, if you guys have any other photos and videos, I would love to see the video. I know our team's very excited.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see if we can.
Show tonight at 5 o'clock. All right, thanks.
Thanks. Take care, Patricia. Bye.
Bye.
We're going to be on it tonight at 5, Paul.
I can't wait. In Orlando.
Wausau Public Works Department was out there getting the roads ready for summer. Did you see that, Paul?
Yeah, a lot of construction going on right now.
What do they call that, when they put the tar and feathering on the roads, you know?
Tar and feather. It's a classic shaming of the roads.
when they seal the roads and they put the toilet paper looking stuff all over it every spring?
I don't know what the term is.
Let's call it tar and feathering.
Okay, we'll call it tar and feathering.
But got to get a shout out to the Wausau Public Works Department.
Yeah, they're doing a great job.
Who's coming up on the show next week, Paul? Wait, let me answer that. I have it right here. Who is it?
Who is coming up next week?
I have that. It's Stand by. Stand by.
Standing. Standing room only. Who is coming up next week,
folks? Jeannie Warden from North Central Technical College.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have Jeannie on.
She oversees that whole big campus over there, and we'll be talking to Jeannie Warden on the next Wausau Business Show.
Can't wait.
It's graduation season.
Timely.
Baby, a song. You make me want to roll my windows down and cruise.
All right. So from high atop Rib Mountain, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And this has been a Wausau Business Show transmission. The end.
We did it.
Maybe you a song. You made me want to roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you. Maybe you a song. You made me want to roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you. In this brand new Chevy with a lift kit, looking hell of a lot better with you up in
this house. DNA Wausau Business Show Transmission. All rights reserved 2025.
Experience the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center in downtown Wausau with great restaurants. Char Grill House, Lemongrass, Chow, Jalapenos, great pizza at Polito's, subs at Jimmy John's, food and drinks at the Pinery Coffee Shop, unwind at the Chocolate Cafe, stop by Forward Beverage, massages at the Reflexology Center, shop at Magnolia Soap and Bath, Isaac's Fine Apparel, Tanya's Bridal, get a trim at Modern Gents, find something classy at Campbell Haynes, plan your specially event at the Jefferson Street Inn. Experience the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center, downtown Wausau.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.